The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Here I am, here I am. Not exactly back in the woods, but in the least visited state in America, North Dakota. My woman and the kids and me and no dog. And this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for the next 60 minutes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for tuning in. It's August 30th, 2022, and the show, as will be revealed as I stumble through my material, is completely live and unscripted. You're welcome to join that unscripted live process at 512-248-8252. The usual number, the one you... Didn't you get a tattoo with this number on it? 512-248-8252. Where to begin tonight? The note of optimism that I've had for the last couple of days, and more than that, since the Mar-a-Lago Gestapo raid, that was a turning point. And the CPUSA made a huge mistake with that raid. So it continues. The good news continues. We'll start here on, let's start with the president himself. He says this. Let me write down a note here as to the time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's when this event occurs. The president writes in the last 12 hours on truthsocial.com, which is turning out to be a very, very important website. So smart for Donald Trump to have started his own social media website. And folks, it already is huge, and it will only get huger. He writes big, on all caps, big rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday night. That's upcoming here on September 3rd. Crowd, now get this. Get this. He wrote this on Wednesday, today, this morning. For a rally that will take place Saturday evening. Crowds already forming. Wait a minute. Wednesday morning. Thursday, all day. These are people who are going to be camped out. Friday, all day. Saturday, all day. These are people who are looking at waiting 1, 2, 3.5 days. 3.5 days to hear the greatest president in American history, the most crucial figure in American history. 3.5 days they're going to stay Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. That's 4 nights. For an event that will occur in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, let me go back and look at the title of the location, the Mohegan Sun Arena. So this is an arena, 10,000-seat arena at Casey Plaza in Wilkes-Barre, PA. So this is a big arena, must be very much in the middle of Wilkes-Barre. So this is an urban setting. These people who are going to be either camped out or sleeping in their cars or their RVs or taking hotel rooms for 4 nights to hear Donald Trump speak. This is encouraging. And it's the president who's writing that. Somebody has alerted him to the fact, crowds already forming. Now, the next sentence is also encouraging to all of us. This is a 5-word sentence. much to say. So a 5-word sentence in which 3 of the 5 are the word much. So, and then his next sentence, 3 words, don't miss it. Oh, we're definitely not going to miss that. Saturday night. Now, I'll be covering it the following Monday night. But the way he's announcing this, 3 muches in a row, means he already has a great, he has a major, major message to deliver. It's already there in his consciousness. And it's not much, it's not much, much, it's much, much, much. So with all of the encouraging events of recent weeks, the seppuku, the kamikaze suicide mission of, I like this, I saw this for the first time today, of the FB lies. Who came up with that? That's pretty good. Not the FBI, the FB lies. And they are clearly in panic mode. There's some guy's been frog marched out of the building. Whistleblower, finally, you know, for a couple of years, more than that, we've been saying on this show, where are the whistleblowers? Of 36,000 FBI agents, where is the one, even one FBI agent willing to say, this is wrong, publicly, say, this is wrong? Or even go to a privately even, to go to a congressman's office like Jim Jordan or Ron Johnson. And they haven't been there. So I, you know, my conclusion was the whole thing's rotten from stem to stern, wall to wall. But apparently a few dozen whistleblowers have come out of the woodwork. And I think what's smoked them out of the woodwork or inspired them or whatever got them to, you know, grow a pair is that they're hearing this, people are serious. There is no respect for the FB lies anymore. None among patriots. And we're the best people in the country. Zero respect. And the program most endorsed by American patriots is abolish the whole damn thing. Don't just replace the director or appoint a committee to look into abuses. No. That was then. This is now. A conclusion. And so these people are saying, wait a minute. I'm not going to have a job in when Donald Trump's reelected and sworn in on January 20th, 2025. I'm not going to have a job on January 21st. Or I'm not going to have a job by the evening of January 20th. And in fact, my job may disappear before then, because guys like Jim Jordan and Ron Johnson, although they don't have sufficient power to do it on their own, they don't have the presidency, lost that, stolen. And the proof of the theft of the election is piling up. People like Mike Pence, rhinos like Mike Pence, are really not sleeping well of late. Because their whole BS that they didn't, what's his face? Bill Barr doesn't see anything that would invalidate the election. No evidence there, Bill Barr. No evidence, Mike Pence. Oh, they're looking really bad as the evidence piles up. So some these guys may have appeared because they're going, you know, I need this job. I don't want the agency to be disbanded. So there you go. Or it, could it be rats leaving the sinking ship? Something. But it's happening. However it's happening, it is good. The I gave you the graphic yesterday that the president put up yesterday. I'm just doing this from memory, but it's a big picture of the president grinning. And it's a meme or a photo with a message on the bottom that the president linked to from somebody else. So there's so many brilliant people in our cause who are out there messing around with a Photoshop type piece of software, sticking captions on great photographs, and then building together montages and so on. Wonderful work being done out there, and the president's linking to it. And I have to find it. I can't remember the exact text. His wording is so precise. He's so perfect what he does. The sense of it was something like he's got a big grin on his face and something. Guess what's next? Guess what's next, you communist rats? We got surprises in store for you. And so anyway, so some of the rats are jumping off the sinking FB Lies ship. Now I was watching Tucker Carlson earlier tonight, and he had a very interesting train of logic he was working on, and it was, he put out the rhetorical question, you know, could a single president do all this? He's pointing out that from day one of this communist administration, every, and of course I'm inserting words that Tucker isn't using, he isn't calling it a communist administration, so although I think he would agree that that's appropriate, but I probably can't get away with saying that on the Fox network. But he said ever since day one of the Biden administration, the destruction of America has been utter and complete with no exceptions, no let up. It's been destruction out of every department of the government, federal government, and below, actually, wherever the communists are also in control in states and counties. And it's been unrelenting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never letting up on the gas. The open border, the utterly open American borders are the perfect embodiment of this. A sea of people coming in at every, through every pore of our borders, nonstop. And the, it's the third world. It's the third world entering the United States in unlimited numbers. And there was a sea of people. A sea of people on the screen, you know, like 50 wide and miles long, just a massive sea of people crossing into the country at this one border point. Oh, and there was a great fellow, really brave guy that Steve Bannon puts on his show all the time, named Blue, reporting from Mexico at complete risk of his life. I can't believe the guts of this guy reporting from over there. And the this sea of people, so I was watching it with somebody, and I said, okay, I'll give you a buck. If there are hundreds and hundreds of people marching towards us in the camera shot here from down in this area where Blue is operating. And I said, if you can find me one blonde in that sea of people, I'll give you a buck for every one. We watched for several minutes. Thousands of people go by. Not one. There's nothing wrong with black hair, but there is, you know, the people from whom I sprang. You know, the Northern Europeans who built our country. Well, a lot of people with green eyes and blue eyes and blonde hair and light brown hair, and that's who we are. That is the racial characteristic of our people. And so we are being replaced. We were watching thousands and thousands of people go past us on the screen. Not one, you know, it was easy to see. It was just a sea of heads. So it was very easy to, you know, if you could see, was there somebody, is there somebody in there that with blonde hair? Just that being somebody who's not part of this third world sea of people. And, you know, generally Africans all have black hair. You know, India is full of black hair. China's all black hair. And the, you know, so Asiatics, Africans, Mesoamerican Indians, which would be most of South America. So, it was just an easy way to say, well, who is coming out? It's like a quick survey. Who's coming across here? Well, thousands and thousands of people who are what? Whatever they are, they aren't us. They're not us. And so we're being replaced. And the numbers are so... Oh, and this very gutsy guy, Blue, who's a... looks like he might be a Hispanic American. He said... Steve Bannon was saying, well, we're looking at maybe 4 million people who've come across here in this tidal wave of invasion, and 4.9 million, Bannon said. He was quoting a number from some government person. And Blue said, no. And then Bannon said, what do you think it is? You're down there. You're risking your life. You're down there with the cartels. You're operating with a cameraman and a microphone. You're in there with the cartels. You're on national TV. I mean, talk about a gutsy guy. I don't know what he's getting paid, but it is not enough. And he said, no, it's more than double that. It's more than double, 4.9 million, which would be 10 million. 10 million people who've crossed in 19 months. And we've got two more years plus to go before we get the relief of Donald Trump putting his hand on the Bible and being sworn in as a 47th president of the United States. So the, let's go back to the president. And I'm just trying to give you some food for thought here and commentary any of you would like to offer. Let me complete a thought here. I frequently leave thoughts hanging. Mea culpa. Tucker was going on and on about how he kept saying a phrase he repeated, no one president could do this. Then he gave another example of utter destruction of America on another front. No one president could do this. No one president could do that. And then he didn't finish the thought. I think he was putting it out there just for people like myself and yourself to hear it and finish the thought oneself. Maybe as if he wasn't free to finish the thought on Fox's network. But here's what I think the completion of the thought is that Tucker was hoping we would do. The communists have taken over. Indeed, no one president is doing this. This guy is senile. He doesn't have the presence of mind. He couldn't possibly be coordinating an assault on America on 1,000 fronts. This could only be coordinated by a many-headed hydra of thousands of operatives, thousands of dedicated what? Dedicated what's? That's right. We'll provide the missing word. You may provide it yourself when we come back from this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Oh, I'll tell you, John Rich, I've mentioned it before in the show, a little vaingloriously, I got to meet him at the Republican convention, nominating convention in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2008. And so what a singer, what a great guy. You know, some of these stars have really come out for Donald Trump. One of them, John Voight. Ooh, I want to find that for you. I'll tell you, I have a problem, a plethora of riches here. There are so many groovy posts by Donald Trump on his truthsocial.com channel, would you call it? That they get lost. There's so many. And so, but I think tonight I'll be able to find it for you. John Voight, I'm not referring to the John Voight video message that I played some weeks ago. This is a new one. And Donald Trump just says, thank you very much, John. Can I find it? Can I find it? Let's see. Let me see. I'll just do a quick scroll through here. Here it is. I got it. All right. So we'll listen to it. The president says 7 hours ago, thank you to a great and wonderful man, John Voight. And here he goes. It's a short message. Very solemn.
My fellow Americans, can we all speak truths so we can see the lie that was brought upon our President Trump? And the ones who once were on his side are now finding wrong with the documents. Can we see this lie? Did they ever attack Obama's home or Clinton's? And why not? Because President Trump knows that the swamp are all lies, and he once drowned them. And they're all afraid you will see the truths. Wake up, America. See this lie. And we must see this as similar to President Kennedy's files. My friends, the deceit will surely die, for no man shall turn truths for their ego, for their unrighteousness, because our witness will surely condemn this war. The Third World War, yes, it's been turned into a war. But this force, this evil force against the American people, will be wiped out by the power that once helped George Washington win the Revolution for Freedom. There is a God, and he, the Almighty, will answer our prayers for this nation to be strong and safe and loving for our future. This is the greatest country, the land of opportunity where one can be their greatest self. This is America. And my fellow Americans, I'm proud to be an American. And I know that we will be saved, that there is a plan, that the one president who had our true trust was President Donald Trump, and he will do it all over again. With the prayers, the hope, the love, the trust of all the American people once again. May God watch over all and make this land great again. Much love.
Isn't that beautiful? John Voight, there's so much in that. And he looks like you can hear the audio of traffic outside wherever he's recording this. So I think he must be in a hotel room in a city. There's just a simple backdrop of a white drape behind him. So I think he made this impromptu, extemporaneously, and didn't even have time for a proper, you know, this man is a movie star. He knows how to do a sound setup and do a set and, you know, present things visually. And by voice. And so he didn't have a chance to do all of that for this, but it was urgent. So he set this up. It's beautifully, beautifully done. And I just thought I would share that with you. But what it confirms, you know, the president noticed it. Thank you to a great and wonderful man, John Voight. So the president in rebroadcasting what John Voight just said is seconding. He's confirming everything that John Voight said, that Donald Trump will, of course, he's going to run. Of course, he's going to bring back what the communists have taken away. Oh, and by the way, there's Kelso not completing a thought again. That break, I said I'd give you the word completing the thought. The word is communist. Oh, I squeezed it in there before this break. What are you referring to, Kelso? The thousands of operatives that are making this happen in a coordinated way, they are communists, and the CPUSA is alive and well. We'll be right back.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so.
Okay, folks, we're back. And let me check my message board here, see if anybody's calling in here. All right, I don't see any calls at the moment here from our engineer, so I'll just stay tuned here. And thank you, engineer, for doing such a good job. I'm over here on truthsocial.com, and, well, you know, this is a little bit of good news here that I'm going to share with you tonight. The kind of Charles Dickens, it was the best of worlds. It was the worst of times, the best of times. So we jump back and forth here to say, hey, this is looking really good. And of course, and we're describing the worst situation America's ever been in. The here over at, here's something encouraging over at truthsocial.com. I haven't fully comprehended, I'm not an expert on social media. I don't post much at all. I mean, kind of zero. I ought to reform and do some posting. Get into it. Come on, Kelso, get into the mix. I go down the president's channel, would it be called? His account. I go down his account and I read the things that he puts up and the things that he reposts from others. That's my greatest interest. My second interest is coming out of the mind, I think, of Devin Nunes and whatever leadership team he's put around himself, including the president, which is the home account. So when you hit home at truthsocial.com, you get this wonderful gourmet selection of the best of the best. Somebody is picking this huge cavalcade of great posts. And then as I click on the posts, I realize a little pop-up occurs, a little bubble in which you can see how many followers each of these accounts has. And this is going to be encouraging to you because Truth Social is new. It's a baby still in the cradle. It's just beginning to realize its potential. But I click here on one of my heroes, Charlie Kirk. Joined at the hip with the president, Charlie Kirk. Only 28 years old, I think. He has 870,000, are they called subscribers or followers? What are they? Let's look at it here. I'll click on a hover. Yeah, I hover over his name. He has 870,000 followers on Truth Social. That's a lot of people. That's more people than watch any of the major so-called, the legacy media, the lamestream, as the president says, the enemy of the people media. They don't have nearly a million. They have nothing. CNN is in the hundreds of thousands. That place is falling apart. It's being taken apart by Donald Trump. Charlie Kirk has 870,000. Project Veritas, that's another hero to all of us. James O'Keefe, he's got 602,000 followers on Truth Social. Now, I don't know how big Truth Social is. How many people are actually registered? I don't know. Maybe somebody out there has access to an article where Devin Nunes is disclosing such a number. I don't know. He might be keeping it close to his chest. This is very good. Epic TV. The Epic Times is my favorite newspaper in the whole world, along with Don Wassel's newspaper. But Epic TV, 103,000 followers. NTD, which is a broadcast arm, I believe, of the Epic Times, that whole collection of free, freedom-loving Chinese and their friends in the U.S. and around the world. New Tang Dynasty, NTD, has 72,000 followers. And let me just go down here. Let me go down to some more. Devin Nunes has, he's the guy that Donald Trump tasked with assembling Truth Social and rolling it out. Former congressman from California stepped down from that position to take this even more important position, 933,000 followers. Now, I don't know how many followers the president has. That's an interesting question. Let me just go down here and look for more names familiar to all of us and see how many followers they have. Donald Trump, here he is. I don't know if he... Oh, okay. You asked the right question, Kelso. Here I do. I hover over Donald Trump's name and image, and he has 4 million followers on his own social media site. Now, I know before Twitter nuked him, he had 100 million on Twitter, or something on that, the order of magnitude of 100 million. But he's 4 million on his own site. He's on his way. He's on his way to walloping Twitter. Have fun, Elon Musk, offering tens of billions of dollars to buy the piece of garbage known as Twitter. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is doing it the right way. He's building his own skyscraper from the ground up. Beautiful, and he's doing it right. So that's I'm not going to top Donald Trump with 4 million. Let me continue down here. Let me see. Other names familiar to us all. John Solomon. You can see him on Real America's Voice. That's a great network that's forming. I think it's got the most promise of all of them. 560,000 followers. Not bad, John Solomon. Let's go down a little further. Oh, here's one that's even more prominent. Sebastian Gorka, loved by us all. There is not a single person hearing the sound of my voice that doesn't love Sebastian Gorka. The Hungarian national, or native, rather. He's an American national now, but the Hungarian native, Sebastian Gorka, who lived through communism. And here he is with 458,000 followers. That's a lot of people. That's more people, a lot more people than we had living in the American colonies when we had our revolution. What was the population? It's on the same order of magnitude. Did we have maybe a million or a million and a half? Someone who might know is James in Vancouver. James, can you hear me? Come in, James. He's coming, folks. Here he comes. Wait, let's see. Let me see if I've... Yeah, I think we have James out there somewhere. Anyway, yeah. He'll be...
Yeah, me now.
Oh, there you are. There you are. All right. Yeah.
Sebastian Gorka, born in 1970.
Yeah, a Hungarian patriot, and he really knows communism. You know, I offered the start of the show tonight. I offered the thought that what Tucker Carlson was trying to tell us with hand signs on his show tonight.
Yeah.
But I think he was trying to say, when he was saying, he was giving us the riddle, you know, riddle me this. One man can't do all this, you know, trash right. our country. And I mean, think of right. it. Name one thing.
Yeah, well, my relatives were in the streets of Budapest in 1956. So I know about it.
Yes. remarkable. James, yes, and so you share some of Sebastian
Gorka was born in London. He was born in London. My outfit were born in Hungary. See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and of course, you know, for me, as a young teenager, one of the most inspiring things that I would read, you know, I read a number of books as a young teenager, high school and so on, about the revolt of the Hungarians against the Soviets, against the Bolsheviks, and think of it, folks. I mean, what a gutsy people the Hungarians are, 10 million people who faced, I believe, the Soviets rolled thousands of tanks into Hungary. The streets of Budapest were covered with tanks, and many Hungarians were murdered.
Machine gun. My cousin told me the whole story in 1967. After getting out of the gulag for 10 years, he came to Canada. He was in my living room telling me the whole story.
Well, here you go, folks.
There you go.
Firsthand from James in Vancouver. But here's Sebastian Gorka. And, you know, Gorka, as a Hungarian, you know, he'd love to live in Hungary. And, you know, what a beautiful place. And Viktor Orban as president, spelled with a K in Victor. And Orban, I think there's an accent on the A. Is it Orban, accent on the last syllable?
No, how you say it is Orban. You have to roll the R, Orban.
Oh, roll the R, Orban. Well, Hartford
Orban,
got to listen.
Yeah.
I used to be good when I lived in France. I had a French roll in
my R. Megtuna Moldoni. Megtuna Moldoni.
Yeah. Well, but Gorka is here in America because he loves his Hungarian people and Hungary so much, because he's recognized. I've heard Gorka say it from his lips to my ears. He has said that the freedom of Hungary really hinges on whether we can save freedom here in America, because Hungary, only 10 million people, however great they may be, only 10 million. you know, less than the population of South Florida. America with, now who knows how many are here now, but anyway, real Americans, how many of those are there? But over 300 million of us, so we're more than 30 times the size of Hungary. If we go down the tubes, we take all formerly free people of the world, including the Hungarians, we take them with us. It's only a matter of time. If we go down, if the communists, that is evil itself, if evil itself controls America and controls Red China, that what can prevail against that? The, you know, Hungary? And then in that equation, you know, where does Russia fit in? It's an open question. How, I mean, Russia is not the communist nation that it was when it invaded James's family's Hungary. It's not that communist nation anymore. It is a somewhat authoritarian nation. That is, Vladimir Putin's power is pretty wide-ranging. He does get elected and re-elected by the Russian people by huge margins, which are not fake. He is very popular in Russia. His power is much greater than any American executive. But it's an open question. There are things about Vladimir Putin that are very, very promising to patriots here, which, for instance, Vladimir Putin is determined that Russia will remain Russian. Russia first. He's determined that Russia's religious and cultural and artistic traditions should never be interrupted and should not be polluted. And Vladimir Putin is convinced, rightly, all of us in this audience would agree, Vladimir Putin is convinced that our culture has turned into a sewer. Our schools have turned into sewers.
Right.
He is not going to have that happen in Russia. And he's not going to ask about it. He's not going to write essays on the subject and hope that people hear his message. No, he's the president of Russia, and he's going to make it happen.
And the Russian people support him. That's a key point.
Yeah.
The Russian people support him.
Yes, they do. And folks, this is not, look in the context of the broad sweep of history. Having a powerful leader who says, look, our schools are going to be wholesome. So, for instance, required reading in all Russian schools for all Russian kids is Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who wrote The Gulag Archipelago, went in the life of Ivan Denisovich, and a bunch of other good stuff. This is patriotic material, and it's required reading in all Russian schools. Why? Because Vladimir Putin says so, and the Russian people concur. So, you know, we're hearing about all this filth that's in our schools. That's why my son sitting near me here in my broadcast room, he's not going to be subjected to that filth. I pulled him out of the school. But Vladimir Putin and the Russian people, they are going to have wholesome art, wholesome schools, a wholesome culture. And so the George Soros crowd, they can't stand Vladimir Putin. But here's what I'm saying about the broad sweep of history. There, this kind of, you know, peculiar American idea that life is just a kind of a flip of the coin, like, you know, well, who's going to win this year in the election? Is it going to be the communists or will the patriots win? You know, the Russians don't have this, well, we're going to flip a coin and see if the communists take over again. No, they're not going to subject themselves to the flip of the coin, to the kind of out of control elections that we have, which are totally corrupted themselves. So the Russians are saying, no, we're Russians. We're going to stay Russians. And their approach is the same as John Rich's. You can take your kumbaya progressivism, and as John Rich sings, shove it where the sun don't shine. That's what the Russian people say, and they say it in an authoritarian way. Well, this is our own history, of European history. We've had lots of strong rulers who did a good job ruling countries that would not tolerate would not tolerate an invasion of their borders, would not tolerate corruption of their institutions. So we're in a kumbaya world, and we have to face up to it. This is, our lives are at stake. The future of civilization is at stake. And so the MAGA movement, which you're going to see, folks, you're going to see it in spades on Saturday, because the president says he has much, much, much to say on Saturday. And we'll be listening, and we'll be covering that on Monday night. Stay with me, James, for one more segment. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times. really over for good.
Well, folks, are they? Are the good times really over for good? I refuse to believe it. And I'm with Merle. By the way, that song, if we listen to the end of it, which we're not supposed to do, but Merle isn't going to mind up there in heaven. At the end of that song, Merle makes the point, the good times ain't over for good. And we're not rolling downhill. We're not headed downhill like a snowball headed for hell. But we're close. We're damn close. So let me give you some more encouraging stuff here. James, oh, we lost James. James up there in Vancouver, we love you, brother. And, you know, there's so many. I mean, his life experience is so extraordinary. The things he does, he comes in here talking in Chinese. He talks in Hungarian. He knows all of history. And I think he's just a young feller still compared to me. So, boy, I'll tell you what, it's really a blessing to the show, James, that you call into the show. So please regard yourself as our field reporter. Let's go back here to more encouraging stuff that I'm seeing. This is an interesting little exercise that I'm doing. I'm going down here to the posters at Truth Social, and I need to get my stuff together and get in there, get posting. Here's another one. I went down to Dan Bongino, one of our favorites. He has 1.9 million followers on Truth Social. This is a brand new website. How do you get 1.9 million followers? That's impressive in so short a time. Dinesh D'Souza, another hero to all of us, 1.4 million followers. How about another one of the great ones? One of the holdouts at Fox, the good ones at Fox, Maria Bartiromo. 928,000. Let's call it a million. An even million for Maria Bartiromo. Then there's some others. Here's one. I don't know, folks, if you haven't been watching the Epic Times. The Epic Times has so many different channels. They have NTD. They have the Epic Times. They have Epic Times TV. One of their smartest hosts, and I'll tell you, this guy knows how to do an interview, Roman Balmakov. I admire this guy. When he interviews somebody, guess what he does? He applies the insight of the author of, oh my goodness, we'll have to defer this till to tomorrow. We'll have more good news tomorrow from the Trump Clubhouse. I tell you what, it's looking good, folks. It's looking like we may pull this thing out of the fire. Thanks to folks like you. See you tomorrow night.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light fever. Don't stop believing. Oh, oh, oh.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Like All.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting.